This is Victory House.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for how far you have brought us. We thank you for your faithfulness in our lives. We thank you for your grace. We take not your favor over our lives for granted. And Lord, we are grateful. And Father, we remember our brothers and sisters. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you will perfect everything concerning each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. You will go into every home. You will go into every household. And Lord, you will make a way in the name of Jesus. We will have peace of mind. We will have peace at home. We will have peace at work. We will have peace all around us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. You may be seated. I'll talk about something briefly, and then we would pray and we will go home. Hallelujah. If you want the title today, it is Assisted to Assist. You and I, we have been assisted so that we can be of assistance to other people. If in every area of your life, if in any aspect of life, may it be in career, may it be financial, may it be emotional stability that you have been given that so that you can be a blessing to the world. Amen. If your dream and your vision is about you, you need to renew your mind. If all you work for is about your family and your children, you need to renew your mind. I believe that our God is big. And you see, the Bible says that in end times, people will be lovers of themselves alone. I don't want to be in that category. I stand to say that as for me and my house, we will continually be an ambassador of Christ, help unto men. And so we are going to look at the story together this morning, and we are going to learn and remind ourselves of one or two things so that you just don't be too comfortable while others are struggling. Amen. The Lord will help us. It's a month of assistance, but you see, there is seed and there is harvest. The corporate America, they call it networking. But God culture says seed and harvest. If you assist somebody, you will be assisted. If you help people, you cannot be stranded. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 21, it's about Moses. He says, one day, after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard work. He saw an Egyptian beating an Hebrew, one of his own people, looking this way and that way, seeing no one. He killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The next day he went out and saw two Hebrews fighting. He asked the one in the wrong, "Why are you hitting your fellow Hebrew?" The man said, "Who made you ruler or judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian?" Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. Verse 15, he said, when Pharaoh heard this, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from Pharaoh and went to live in Midian, where he sat down by the well. And now a priest of Midian had seven daughters. They came to draw water and fill their trough to water their father's flock. Some sheep come along and drove them away. But Moses got up, came to their rescue and watered their flock. When the girls returned home to their father, he asked them, "Why have you returned early today?" They answered, "An Egyptian rescued me from the shepherd. He even drew water for us and watered our flock." And he said to them, "Where is he?" Jethro asked the daughters, "Why did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat." And Moses agreed to stay with the man who gave his daughter to Moses in marriage. May the Lord bless the reading of the word. Amen. From this story, Moses has no business helping anybody. He just ran from trouble. And he was sitting by the well. And he saw somebody bullying somebody and he stood up to help. Remember, he was a runaway criminal. So my number one point is that everybody is in a position to assist others. Regardless of what you are going through in life, regardless of what pains you carry, there is still something that you can give to another man. There is still some ways you can give to another man. Something locked up in your house is a miracle for another person. I'm yet to see a life that has no challenge. Maybe a dead man. I remember somebody told my father he would die some time ago. He's dead, over 25 years. And when they came, you know, the priest, they saw vision that he was going to die. And he told the man, have you ever seen any dead man complaining? Amen. Maybe a dead man would be in perfect peace if he's going to heaven. But I've not seen anybody in life, even if they have, they can't have everything. So there is no position you are today that you are not in a position to help somebody. So we should live our lives not about ourselves alone. I'm the only one. He was homeless. Talking about Moses. He was a criminal. Talking about Moses. And if you remember his story, he grew up in the palace. And now he's in a... He was... Who hangs out by the well? Who? Homeless. But yet he stood up. See, in your helping others, your help will come. In your standing up for others, your own will come. In the name of Jesus. And God has done the same for us. He sent his only begotten son. He loves his son, but he wants you and I to be in a good place. That's why he sent his son. So what do you have? What has been given to you that you can share with others? In church, in your neighborhood, in your community, amongst your family. What you are in a position to assist. We just have to be sensitive to look for where I can be of help. How can I be a blessing to this person? How can I be a blessing to this family? What do I have that I can give? You can give your time. You can give a phone call. You can check on people. People who are not in church today. Can I bring groceries? Are you okay? It's grocery Sunday. You can do something for somebody. You have been assisted to assist. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And I put a reference here, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 10 to 20. It's about when Elijah was going. God told Elijah to go to Zarephath, that there will be somebody there that will feed you. The woman said, when I read Bible, I try to put myself in it. The Bible says that the woman was collecting sticks, and Elijah came and said, hey, give me water to drink. If it's me, the Holy Spirit is helping me. I won't give water. Because the first thing I would say is rude. He can't even greet me, courtesy. Say, please, just give me water. And I see what she was going. The Bible says she was going to get the water. And Elijah called, hey, please bring bread with it. Are you a man of God or a man of greed? I'm getting water. And that's when the woman said, you see what I have. It can't make bread, but it can make cake. But it's for my son and myself to eat and die. But the man of God told her that make my own first. I don't know, but the Lord will help us. But the Bible says after she did that, till the famine stopped, she was not hungry. Supply was made unto her and her household. So you see, what you have that you think is just enough for you, if you can place it in the hand of God, if you can just sow it as a seed, you will not be put to shame. I come from a place where they say the child of an humanitarian, the one who does good, can never fall into pit because there will be a lightning. When you do good, when you assist, you can never be stranded. And you will always be in a position to assist. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And that takes me to my second point. Be sensitive enough to discern assistance. I can imagine how Moses will look homeless, he will be dirty. Maybe he didn't have shower. He can't shower by the well. So these ladies, they should even run away from him because he won't look kept. But the Bible says he helped and they received the help. Sometimes we look for help in those big places while the help is sitting right next to you. Sometimes, if you are not Yoruba here, you are missing, I can teach you the language. He says, a big attire does not make a big man. We have to be sensitive. A little child brought lunch that fed thousands of people. A housemaid took a man to where healing was. His name is Naaman in the Bible. Little Mary was just invited to a wedding in Canaan. And the Bible says she noticed they were running out of wine. The VVIP on the high table did not even know. But she met that need. We have to be sensitive. Where is my help? I look up to the hill. Lord, inspire me to see my assistance. I don't want to see it by my physical eyes. It might not come with a title. Lord will help us to discern our assistance. And we will take opportunity and we will use them in the name of Jesus. The third point. I'm rushing. It's in verse 20. Verse 20. And he says, where is he? Jethro asked the daughters, where did you leave him? Invite him to have something to eat. And so that's my third point. Don't discard your help and assistance. Whatever it is that you have done that has helped you, whatever policy, whatever pattern or routine, how I used to pray. I would just pray in and out. I pray in the shower. I pray everywhere. I used to get things. I used to read books. Don't discard it. People who have helped you, don't discard them. That's what these girls did. Thank God, for Father with wisdom. One person help you one time does not mean that's the end of help they can give you. Don't bite the finger that fed you. He says, where is he? Why have you left him behind? Whatever and whoever has been of help in your life in any way, please don't discard them. Let's teach our children. I tell my children, my son, I'll tell him, this one backed you when you were young. Send your dollar. Pay for the back. Let's learn to give back. Appreciate people who have been of help to you. The father told them, go back and get him. You might be assisted and you have moved forward that you have even left the person who helped you behind. Don't forget them behind. God may have helped you, you know, to do things that now you don't need their help. That's what you think. That's what I think, but I don't know the future. Don't close doors. And I go back to corporate America, they call it networking. But if you leave every door open, if you leave every relationship good and vibrant and fruitful, you can always knock back on that door. Every habit and every routine that you had that has helped you, don't be too busy to leave them. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. What have you left behind? Keep the relationship. Give back. Don't bite the finger that fed you. We pray in the name of Jesus that every assistant that he has given unto us, even the one that we have lost, the Lord will restore us in Jesus' name. And it brings me to number four. It says, everyone needs help. Everyone needs some form of assistance. See, in helping the girls, Moses got a home. Moses got shelter. Moses got wife. Moses got relationship because by this time he was alone. But you see, the Bible says that Jethro was, has always been a priest of that city or that country. But yet, his children were being bullied. A big man, but he cannot help himself. So no matter how big, everybody needs help. Stop for me. You need help. I need help. Amen. Especially in the house of God and among the children of God. We don't need to form. Let them laugh. But you will be flying. Amen. You can't put the hand that is hurting you inside cloth. Bring it out. The doctor will see it. Dr. Ibuku is in the house. Amen. We can't lie to ourselves and pretend like all is well when all is not well. And when it is now so bad that nobody can help, that's when people get to know things. Everybody, this man was big, and yet he was being bullied. And we couldn't have heard about Jethro if not for Moses. No matter how big he was, it was because his path crossed with Moses. That's why we are reading about him. Nothing about Jethro outside of Moses. And this is the same Moses that he was helping. This is the same Moses that was helpless. I can imagine if he has abused his authority over Moses. Because somewhere down the line, Moses became really big. Moses became the leader of a whole nation. Moses became a man that talked to God face to face. Let's treat people well, with respect. You don't know. Yinka might be the president someday. Hallelujah. We just don't know. God has placed us together to lean on each other, to lean on one another. Yes, as family, we will brush. As family, you will do something that I don't like it. One day when I told her to sit somewhere, she didn't sit somewhere as the usher. But she's still my sister. Amen. Things will happen. But God has placed us together to help one another. You help with my destiny, I help with your destiny. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And I say finally, it's a lifestyle. It cannot be seasonal. You cannot just help today and not help tomorrow. And that we can see in Numbers chapter 32 verse 6. Numbers 32 verse 6. Let me see if I have it. It says, but Moses said to the son of Gad and sons of Reuben, shall your brothers go to war while you sit here? You see the heart of Moses. At this point, these two families, they already got their own lands, and they were like, oh, we are settled. Let others go and fight. But the Bible says that Moses went back to them, that will you sit here? And that's my word to us this morning. Will you sit here when your brothers go to war? You know a good immigration lawyer. You can introduce them. You know a seminar that is going on in town. You can call us. You have openings at your job. People are looking for work. You can bring those to church. We have qualified people. Will you sit there while your brothers go to war? Will you sit here while people suffer? While people are hungry and you are throwing food in the garbage? Will you sit here while people are naked and in cold and you have clothes stored away in your closet? Will you sit here while children can't go to school or get lunches in school and you are throwing food away? Will you sit there? There is nothing God has given you that is just for you. If it's just for you, you need to check it again. It's El Shaddai. It's more than enough. So whatever is given to you is more than enough for you. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Shall we rise on our feet as we pray? First of all, I want us to bless God for his assistance, the kind of assistance that you have received. life itself, that you are life, is an assistant. Assistant in form of scholarships. Assistance in form of, you know, policies and things put in place that you have enjoyed that you didn't pay for. Assistance from church, assistance from people. When you are in a tight corner, somebody rescued you. Will you thank God for those assistance? Will you stand up, thank God for the help that you have received from God? Lord, I thank you. I lift up my hands because I am here not by my own power. I am here not by my own strength. I have received some assistance from you. Oh, everything I have is from you. There's nothing that we have that has not been given. I thank you for what you have given me. I thank you for soundness of mind. I thank you for food on my table. I thank you for shelter. I thank you for the job that I go to. I thank you for my sources of income. It is a form of assistance. I am not taking it for granted. I thank you for people you have aligned on my path that have helped me. People that have given to me in material things, in physical things, in emotional things. Lord, I bless your name for their lives. And I say thank you for them. 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 Lapekadiande promoko shikedeye. Obrakadiande promosto konda yadidam promoste kedia. We thank you for your assistance over this church. We thank you for your help over every life. We thank you for your help over every family. We thank you for your help over every household. Thank you, Lord, for open doors. Thank you, Lord, for ways that you have made for your people. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. We give you praise, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And then I want you to pray. God, the same God, helped Moses in spite of his background and took him to the promised place. That, Lord, it does not matter what chapter of my life I am on now, that I am coming out. I am coming out on top. I am coming out on top, victorious in the name of Jesus. I cannot be held down. I cannot be held down in the name of Jesus. No sin, no sickness, no adversity, no challenge in life, no trial will keep me down. I have been assisted in the name of Jesus. I find my getro. My destiny is preserved in the name of Jesus. My destiny is preserved. I will fulfill purpose. I will fulfill destiny in the name of Jesus. I am coming on top. I am coming out. I come out every stagnancy. I come out every poverty. I come out every corner in the name of Jesus. My God is El Shaddai. In the bayende promoko shekediyande de. Father, give me the vision that is beyond me, the blessing that is beyond me, the finances that is beyond me, in the name of Jesus. Doors that are beyond me, they are open unto me so that I can be a blessing, in the name of Jesus. Assist me more, Lord. Assist me more, Lord. Assist me to be an assistance, in the name of Jesus. I will not be a lick. I will not just collect. Lord, I will channel them even to the people of God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. I want us to hold hands and pray this prayer. See, the same God that helped Moses is alive today. The same God that delivered those girls from the hands of bullies is alive today. And we are going to pray together and agree as touching that everyone under any form of oppression, that in the name of Jesus, we stand up as one this morning and we call for help. We call for help. We call for help. Every form of oppression, every form of bullying, in the name of Jesus.